On the road to recovery, Malaysia has recorded a total of 8,000 recovered COVID-19 patients so far, with the total of number of cases in the country being 8,529. This means that we have a recovery rate of 93.8%, according to Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah. Yesterday, the 18th of June, 14 new cases were recorded, with 11 of them locally transmitted and the remaining 3 being imported cases. 127 patients were also discharged, meaning that only 408 cases remain active. Currently, the total number of active cases is 408. All patients have been isolated and are being treated, Dr. Noor Hisham said. The 3 imported cases involve 2 Malaysians and 1 permanent resident who were infected abroad. Additionally, the death toll has remained at 121 for the 4th day in a row, reported the Star. As for the foreigners held at immigration depots nationwide, 13,149 individuals have been tested with 775 testing positive. The positive cases were so far found at depots located in Kuala Lumpur, Putrajaya, 651 cases, Selangor, 126, Sabah, 3, and Malacca, 2. Once we have identified COVID-19 positive cases, they will be admitted to hospitals for treatment, and active case detection will be conducted, said Dr. Noor Hisham, adding that all new detainees at the depots must be tested first. Those who are about to be transferred to other detention centers or deported back to their countries must also be tested. Also read, New Zealand reports 2 new COVID-19 cases after being declared virus-free for 24 days. You have reached the end of this story.